Debt100.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interests in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. 2 hours of politics, investing, financial considerations, economic issues, et cetera, et cetera. I know you guys enjoy it because our audience is growing daily. Going to start out today talking about something that you may not think on the surface is related to politics and investing and economic conditions, but I think it is, and I want to tell you why. We got the educational system specifically is what I'm chatting about with my colleague and friend Steve Taylor right now. You know, got an interesting comment from one of our listeners, David. Basically, it was an email that was very disparaging about the education in the United States, specifically public education in the United States. And I want to say right up front that for the most part, I have to agree with everything that David said. I responded to him. You can see my response in the comments section. But I feel that education in the United States, public education in the United States, for the most part, not all, but for the most part, is really, really lacking. I see absolutely no value to the U.S. Department of Education, that is the federal oversight of education in the United States. I agree with David. It should be returned to the state level. We need to have local involvement in education. Education is clearly the most important thing in our society because a generation or two down the road from today, the people who are being educated today in our public schools are the ones who are going to be running our country. I don't like what's going on in the United States right now. I really, really don't. I don't like the lowering of moral values. I don't like the lying and cheating that's going on in a lot of parts of the political arena. I don't like the lying and cheating that's going on in a lot of parts of the business community. Okay, and I think that all of that is a direct result fundamentally of the failure of the educational system of, you know, 40 years ago or 50 years ago or what have you. Steve, you know, we were talking earlier off the air about the graduation rates in the United States. And, you know, when I said the dropout rate in the United States from high schools was approaching 50%, you corrected me and said, no, it's really not that high. And what I meant to say, I wasn't right in my statement, but in major cities right now, for the most part, the dropout rate among high school students is around 50%. What's that a testament to? That's a testament to a failed education system, in my opinion. What are your thoughts?
I think it goes deeper than just the failed education system. I think that some of it has to do with exactly what you were talking about, and that is morals, just the structure of society in this country has slipped to the point where there are certain segments of this population that just aren't concerned with that number.
Yeah.
Or as concerned as they should be with that number.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes a long way to explaining why there's such a high dropout rate, in particular in many of the large cities in this country, in many of the rural areas of this country, that it just isn't considered as important as it should be.
And that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, you made a comment. I was telling you that the little blonde lady and I made a decision, and a very costly decision, I have to say, to send our children to private schools, two of our girls, I should say, to private schools. And, you know, that cost us the proverbial mansion on the hill, cost us a lot of money. We had to forgo some things in order to do that. But today, at the ages of 27 and 28, these two girls happen to be very, very successful. They both graduated from university, and I think that's a testament to the private education that they got. My third daughter is also incredibly successful. Let me tell you, she's like her old man. She's independent. She did it on her own to a very large extent. But, you know, it's public education, for the most part, really, really isn't working. Now, you mentioned that you had a combination of both private and public education. For your middle school years, you went to probably the most prestigious private school in the state. You went back to your local high school and graduated, and then you went on to Claremont McKenna, which is a private university in California. So you probably had the best of all worlds. But most kids don't have that opportunity, Steve.
Well, that's true. And in this country, as most people would say, the education system is beginning to fall down. Now, whether the opportunities are there for private education, public education, what have you, one of the problems I think that a lot of people fall into is that they try to shoehorn children into the same situation regardless of the background.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big problem. And that some of that comes from the top, that it's just easier to set specific standards and say every kid needs to follow that. And it's not just in the secondary schools, it's not just in the elementary schools. Some of it is in a lot of places in this country. We think people are failures if they don't go to college. And
yeah.
That's wrong. College
yeah,
isn't for everyone.
That's right.
One of the problems that we're seeing manufacturing-wise in this country is that there aren't enough skilled and trained people to be able to do a lot of these jobs.
Yeah.
It's easier for factories to go overseas because these people have been skilled and trained. That America is falling down the job on vocational training. It's just the shoehorning and the fact that we need to look at individuals and find ways to reach these kids that may be different from one child in inner city New York, different from a child in, say, rural Tennessee.
Yeah, no, it's very different. I know a lot of educators because of, you know, what Kathy did before she joined our company. And, I mean, I know the entire food chain, people all the way from assistants in public schools all the way to superintendents in the public school system. And I got to tell you, every single one of those people says the same thing. The amount of waste in terms of dollars spent in public education is absolutely appalling, the amount of waste. And I'll tell you, my friends who are retired superintendents said exactly that, and they all got pretty good salaries. My teacher friends said that. They just said it is an incredibly inefficient system. You know, it reminds me on the surface of our political system. I don't think politicians today give a hoot about much of anything other than feathering their own nest. They are not interested in advancing our country. Not all of them, but for the most part, I don't see a lot of interest in advancement of the country in a positive direction. Exactly the same thing I think is going right now is going on in education. Look what happened in Washington, D.C. They had a superintendent that cleaned house. They had a superintendent that had great results. What happened when her boss was voted out of office, the mayor? She lost her job. She was rewarded by losing her job when she did a great job. I don't get it, Steve.
Well, you touched on two very interesting and very important points. One is, like most everything else government does, education is somewhat inefficient in terms of dollars spent.
Mm-hmm.
We've already learned that throwing more dollars at the current education system doesn't bring any kind of reward, which is to say a lot of it just gets lost through waste, lost through inefficiency. And throwing more money at the current system just doesn't work. You have to rebuild the system. And also the fact that not only is a lot of it political, and those that do a good job aren't rewarded for doing that job, but on the same token, like what happened in, I believe it was Rhode Island, where they fired all the teachers out of a specific school district because they're so horrible,
yeah.
There was a clamor for that they all should get their job back. There isn't any accountability there that if you do a poor job that you can get fired and you lose your job. It's almost impossible to fire a difficult teacher. And there's a lot of teachers in my family, in my wife's family, and they'll tell you, both public and private school, and they'll tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
Poor teachers stick around. They just can't get rid of them, so they either move them into administration where there's a lot of inefficiency, or they just have kids that can't learn anything in these classes. And that's part of the problem.
Exactly.
There's been a lot of studies done, and one of them is the Gates Foundation, and they came up with five ways that America's educational system could be improved.
Steve, got to cut you off here, but stick around. I want to do one more segment on this.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm talking right now with my colleague Steve Taylor about a subject that I think is critical, and that subject is education. We're giving our views, which I would have to assume are shared by many of you folks out there, about the really, really abysmal state, for the most part, not all schools, but for the most part, the schools in the United States are in right now. Now, I want to tell you, I think there are a lot of very dedicated educators out there. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that, but I think that they are in the minority. I think that the educational system in the United States is handcuffed, for lack of better terms, by political correctness. Let me give you one direct example of that. When our youngest daughter went to a private high school in the Portland, Oregon area, Kathy and I went to listen to a presentation by the principal of that particular high school, and he said something that was really, really interesting. He said, this is almost a direct quote, he said, "You folks have to understand one thing. We are a private educational system. We are a college preparatory educational system. 99% of the students who graduate from this high school go on to college. You know why? Because if a student doesn't toe the line in our particular high school, they're out. You know what? The public schools can't do that, but we can and we do, and that's why our success rate is so high." I remember walking out of that presentation, I looked at Kathy and I said, "We have to send our daughter here because these guys are interested in their futures and in the future of our country." You got the mic, Steve.
Well, that comes back to one of the points I wanted to make, and that is that one of the issues that you have with a lot of these schools is that parents are not as supportive, or depends on what word you want to use, but some cases supportive, other cases aren't pushing the children enough to want to get the education.
Right.
And that is part of the social strata in this country has broken down, that as a family, as a society, that they just don't think it's as important for kids to get in education, and they're just not pushing enough. They're just not supportive enough of education.
You know, it's interesting. I read with extreme interest a study that the Wall Street Journal did a number of years ago, and they were talking about the failure of the educational system in the United States, and the general consensus of that particular article, Steve, was it isn't so much the teachers. There are a lot of really dedicated teachers out there. It really is the lack of quality, to a very large extent, is the fault of the parents. There is not the involvement in public schools that there should be on the part of the parents. And that's one of the reasons that the system is failing. And I have to tell you, the problem with the system failing in the United States, with the educational system failing in the United States, is that when that fails, ultimately, the United States is going to fail. But you don't see the really shoddy educational practices in other countries, other successful companies that we have here in the U.S. And you folks out there, you ought to be contacting your legislators or whoever will listen to you. And if you care about our future, you really need to bring up and be critical where criticism is deserved of the educational system.
Well, that's definitely true. And as I alluded to earlier, that when the Gates Foundation did a study of recommendations to improve the school system, one of the most key was to improve the communication and the achievement between school and home to get the kids to learn. And I think that is absolutely key in anything that you're dealing with, not only with schools, but also, say, keeping kids off drugs, keeping them out of gangs, keeping them on the straight and narrow. That's critical everywhere in whatever you do with kids.
When you look at the causative factors, I think a lot of it is due to the facets of the entitlement system in the United States. And the reason I say that is if you have no incentive, and there are, you know, we've got about 41% of the people in the United States who are on some type of entitlement or another. They, for the most part, don't have an incentive to change. If mom and dad don't have an incentive to change, why the hell should the kids change? You learn by example. You learn by the example of your parents who brought you into this world. You know, whether that's a bad example or a good example, you learn from what they are doing. And I got to tell you, the entitlement system that we have in this country, I think, is a precursor to the shoddy educational system that we have in this country. Don't mean to get emotional about it, but I got to tell you, I think that that can be proven hands down. And I applaud Bill and Melinda Gates for doing what they're doing, because correct me if I'm wrong, they're trying to improve public education in the U.S., right?
Absolutely, and especially because they're outsiders and they don't have any specific, entitlement in the game. That is, that they're not the union, they're not the government. They're coming from outside and saying, taking a fresh look and saying, you know, here we've brought a lot of bright minds together. Here is what can be improved. Here is what can be changed, and here's how to do it.
Yeah. On a bandwagon right now, but I have to tell you, I think that, you know, we talk about unions, and oftentimes we're very critical on this particular program about the union movement in the United States, and I have to tell you, in my humble opinion, the National Education Association, and this is only my opinion, I think is a very worthless organization unless you're being paid by it, and then for you, if you're being paid by it, it certainly is very, very worthwhile. But in terms of our kids who really need to benefit from their actions, in 9 times out of 10, I do not see that happening. And I would love to have somebody from the union come on and refute that fact with some hard numbers.
Well, certainly that the union, just like any union, I mean, their job is to protect the jobs of their members. And it isn't necessarily to improve the children's education system. That's just not what they're about. And your point about the entitlement system in this country is very well taken, because I think that comes back to what we've discussed on the program before, and that is that this country has to make a decision if we're going to be more government-driven or if we're going to be driven by people's independence and what people can do on their own. The education system is part of that. I mean, we have to decide whether we're just going to let the government drive the bus here, and whether we're just going to fall in line and let the government do whatever we want with our kids and whatever they say, or if we as individuals are going to say, no, we need to stand up, and we at home need to help the kids out. We need to, you know, take it into our own hands and change the way that things are done in this country.
Need to change the way that things are done in this country. There's no question whatsoever about that. You want to get some hard numbers, you guys out there? Google the following. Dropout high school rates in the United States. Google that. The numbers will scare you. You want to hear the other side of the story? Go to the NEA's website. See what they have to say. I have to tell you, I think you'll come to the same conclusion that Stephen and I have, and I think you'll come to the same conclusion when we say changes in the educational system of the United States simply need to be made, because if they're not, we're going to fail as a country, and if they're not, all the investments that we're involved in and that we talk about in this program are going to go for naught. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I have to tell you, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent on education there, but it really is a hot button to me because I am firmly convinced that the educational system in the United States is rotting, and I'm firmly convinced that this is one of the reasons that our country may very well really have some very hard times. Okay, on a different note, let's go to economics and finance. I'm chatting right now with Marshall Barrell. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager, co-founder of the Encompass Fund, a very successful mutual fund that is involved about 60 to 65% in the resource industry. So Marshall and his partner, Malcolm Gissen, are kind of my go-to guys when it comes to discussions about gold, silver, and stocks. Marsh, we've got a really interesting situation right now. Gold is closed yesterday, Friday, at close to the all-time high. It closed around $1,545 an ounce. Silver wasn't near the high of $50, but it was up, you know, it was $36.62, which is not exactly a bad number for those of us who bought silver at significantly lower prices. Precious metals continues to go up in price. I personally think that it's a result of continuing, for lack of better terms, disappointments in the financial community in the United States. You know, we're talking now about, the president is now talking with the Republicans about dramatically changing the Social Security structure so that people get less money in the future. He's talking about raising taxes on the middle class and perhaps even lower than that, which is something that he swore he would never do. I think President Obama is realizing that the situation situation is indeed dire, to say the least. The unemployment numbers came out yesterday. We're back to 9.2% after skirting just a little bit below 9% just a few weeks ago. It ain't a good situation, and this is absolutely doing wonders for the precious metals markets, because people are understanding that, you know, it's one of the few forms of insurance that they can get. What are your comments on that?
I don't know that I'd go along with your characterizing it as a dire situation. What we're seeing playing out in Washington is politics, and unfortunately, it looks like politics is 95 or 98% of what's going on presently, and only 1 or 2% of that is what is needed to solve some of the country's financial ills. But having said that, there is the interplay going on. The president does certainly seems to, from the reports, be shifting his position as to what he would agree to or do. The Republicans remain apparently reasonably adamant that they don't want to raise taxes. And so at this point, it's a standoff, and then the market's concerned. I think more so is the situation, the economic situation, where the economy in the United States is okay and it's growing modestly, but there's still a serious unemployment problem and issue. There's still serious problems with the home building industry and with people being able to buy homes. And so those concerns, let alone Europe and Greece and the Middle East, are way on the market. And so you get the days where it's the Dow's up 100 plus points or down 100 plus points. But by and large, if you take a little longer-term view, and at the Encompass Fund, we're long-term investors. We're not traders, and we're trying to look out and anticipate what is going to be happening 6, 9, 12, 18 months from now. The U.S. economy is improving, not as we would like, but it is improving. Certainly, various economies around the world are continuing to improve and to grow. China, and it does move up and down, but China's growing, and Brazil and India and a number of other countries. So it's not, in our view, I wouldn't characterize it as dire if you take a little longer-term view and if you step back from the headlines. Certainly on a day-to-day basis, it's difficult. Now, with regards to the precious metals, gold, as you point out, is basically it's just a touch below its all-time high. Silver got to very close to an all-time high at, say, $49 an ounce, and you'd call $50 an ounce all-time. Then it backed out off, but now it is certainly stabilized for a period of time in the, say, $35, $36 area, and seems to be ready to resume an upward trend. We think, and we're mystified as to why the precious metal stocks, the gold stocks and the silver stocks, are not participating in the upward move to the same extent that the metals are.
That is perplexing, to say the least. You know, I've been looking at, obviously watching my portfolio on a daily basis, and for the most part, I have every day the share prices seem to be going down. I know where I looked Friday morning, and it was basically five stocks down, two stocks up. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I want to tell listeners I am an investor in the Encompass Fund, and I will say the Encompass Fund continues to increase in value, which is one of the reasons that I invested in it a year or so ago. But you know, the daily gyrations of the exploration and development stage companies that I'm invested in is, boy, I'll tell you, if I were a short term investor, I would be very, very concerned right now. I think it's due personally, though, just to the fact that in the summer, nobody really cares. You know, you've got the Europeans off on vacation. You've got the Canadians off on vacation for the most part. And that forces the American investors to kind of look the other way for a little while. I think that come fall, we're going to see a huge breakout, though, in generally in resource stocks.
We would view it the same way. The summer historically is a slower period, well, for the market in general and for a lot of stocks, and particularly for the junior mining stocks. I think another factor that's involved, and it's not just the juniors that are having difficulties in making any price progress this summer, is also the major companies. I mean, you look at a Newmont or a Barrick, they're also off their highs from earlier in the year and are not doing that well. One of the reasons that, generally speaking, that there's better progress for particularly the junior mining companies in the fall and into the winter is that there is a lot of drilling that's going on as we speak.
Right.
The weather conditions are more conducive to drilling in most of the world. And so there is drilling, there's discovery, there's a lot of exploration going on. And those results particularly start to come out in late August, September, October from the exploration that's going on as we speak. And that often serves as a wake-up call to the investors that one or more companies, well, generally, certainly more than one, but that a number of companies are making good progress in their exploration activities and warrant a higher price, or with regards to the larger companies, the producers, that they also are doing well, and that as the year-end reports come out, you're going to see that these the producers are making a lot of money, some of which they're sharing with their shareholders, because a number of the companies have either instituted dividends or raised their dividends. They now, with some of the larger companies, can also almost be called dividend plays.
Yeah.
And that's attractive to people. So there are reasons why, come fall, the markets get better. And with the disconnect that's presently going on between the metal prices themselves and the stock prices, we think it could be a very, very profitable and enjoyable fall and early winter for investors, and that's what we're looking for with Encompass Fund. Encompass Fund has done well, certainly, over the past several years.
Okay, but overall, long-term optimism.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the Cornell Economic Support. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got a gentleman on the line with me who was on the show once before. We have become friends of sorts since that time. He's a good guy. He's a very knowledgeable guy, to say the least. His name is Jordan Rayburn, by the way. Jordan's got he's a certified market technician. He's got a great website called The Daily Gold. Check it out and see what you think. Jordan and I were talking off the air about his feelings about what's going to happen both in the very short term and then in the mid to long term in terms of precious metals. And long term, he's pretty optimistic. Let's talk about that, Jordan. In the short term, you're looking for a pullback. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the mining stocks and, in particular, the ETFs, GDX, GDXJ, SIL for the silver stocks. Over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a very strong rise. And in the last 4 or 5 days, we've seen a lot of gaps. In other words, the market closes one day, and then the next day it opens a lot higher. And so it kind of leaves a gap. And we've kind of seen several of those in succession. So it's just in the very short term, I think momentum is kind of a little bit exhausted. And so, I mean, nothing significant, maybe 5-6% or so. And I think if people right now, you know, they see that we've had a very strong rise, the bottom is in, you know, instead of them trying to panic buy at these levels, just be a little more patient. Maybe over the next week or two, things will come back a little bit. And then you'll get a chance to, you know, nibble on some of your favorite stocks.
It's interesting. I spent the last couple of days up in Vancouver, and some of the prices of the stocks that I follow are, I mean, it's really interesting what's going on. You've got, I mean, Premium Exploration, for one, a company that I'm an investor in, you know, they're down from a high of around 70, 75 cents down to 40 cents or thereabouts. And, you know, and that's that they're not exactly unique in terms of share performance right now. But, you know, after the conversations I had with some of the companies that I'm invested in, you know, in terms of their fundamentals, et cetera, I think personally, you know, this is just a short-term phenomenon. You would agree with that, huh?
Yeah, I completely agree. And just with respect to some of the smaller juniors like Premium Exploration, I think people have to remember that those types of companies can sometimes really lag the metals and also the larger companies. And so we've seen the metals are looking very firm here, and the, you know, larger and more medium-sized companies have had a nice recovery. And so, you know, it is the summer doldrums, and, you know, that's really going to affect the junior sector. So, I mean, I wouldn't have huge expectations with the juniors in the next month or two, but I think, I mean, just looking at the catalysts that we're going to get over the next 3 or 4 months,
You know, the juniors are definitely going to start to recover and, you know, begin another strong rise. And one thing in particular, I mean, gold is having a real bullish consolidation here from about 1480 to about 1560.
Right.
And the longer that continues, we're beginning the third month now, the longer that continues, the longer consolidation is, it's like the more energy it's building. And then when it breaks out, you know, it has that energy and it can move very strongly. And so I think over the next two or three, 4 months, I think we're probably going to see a breakout there. Gold, I think it's going to go to 1700 at least. And, I mean, just I think at that point it's really going to wake a lot of people up, and that's going to be a major catalyst for the junior sector.
I think we're going to see gold at, you know, upwards of 1600 sooner rather than later. I mean, you know, you talk about the summer doldrums. Well, that's obviously taken effect in the resource sector of the stock market. In terms of precious metals, though, we're not seeing any summer doldrums right now. Gold and silver continue to increase, and, you know, we're somewhere in the area of 1530 to 15, you know, in that area right now an ounce. I'm thinking, in light of the action that I've seen in the past week or so in the market, coupled with what's going on in the the financial community in the United States and around the world, I think before the end of the summer, easily you're going to see $1,600 gold. You have a real interest and a high level of expertise, Jordan, in the area of silver. What do you think's going on there, and what's your long-term prediction for that area?
Well, silver, you know, I wrote an article this week, and it's interesting because a couple other people wrote an article, and they were noting the same thing. If you look at the Commitment of Traders report, and it basically shows you, you know, how everyone's positioned. How are the commercials positioned? And the commercials are the professionals or the end users and buyers and sellers of whatever commodity you're looking at. And then you have the speculators, which is kind of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the non-commercials are basically the speculators. So the speculative long position at the end of last week reached basically about more than a two-year low, about mm-hmm. a two-and-a-half-year low.
Yep.
So that means that, when you have a really long speculative long, a really large speculative long position, that basically means, you know, you have a lot of people in the market holding long positions. And it just means there's a lot more risk in the market because they tend to have weaker hands than the commercials.
Sure.
So basically we have very, very few speculators in this market, which means there's room for a lot more speculators to come on and push the price up. And secondly, if you look at public opinion, I follow this from a website called sentimenttrader.com. Public opinion is only 32% bull right now, and that's at a three-year low. So, and when you look at those things and also look at the price action, you've seen that silver has basically held about $33 or $34 twice in the last 2 months. Based on the price action, I think the bottom is in. And then when you look at the sentiment statistics, it's very, very encouraging. And I still think we're going to see some base building in silver over the next couple months, so I wouldn't immediately expect a run to 40 or past that. But basically, you just look at those things. I mean, it's very, very encouraging for the next 3 or 6 months. And finally, the last point is the silver stocks that I look at. I have my own silver index where I look at the stronger large and medium silver stocks, the ones that have really been trading well over the past couple of years. And that's basically it's leading silver much higher. I mean, that reached about a 5 or 6 week low a couple days ago. It reached a 5 or 6 week high a couple days ago. So usually at major turning points, you'll see the stocks will lead the metals. And so for silver, that's exactly what we've seen here in the last couple weeks. So it looks very, very encouraging. And if we get a pullback in the silver complex over the next week or two, I would definitely look to buy more.
Give us some examples of some of the companies that you include in that index, would you?
Okay, well, my junior silver index, I know a lot of these companies are much larger, but I started this a couple of years ago. So First Majestic, Endeavor Silver, Impact Silver, Great Panther Silver is in it, Orco Silver. That's a handful right there, but about that size.
Those are all pretty good companies. I happen to be a shareholder in Orco, and I know the company really, really well. In terms of Endeavor, Brad's a really good friend of mine, and I've known that company for probably 15 or 20 years, and I'm invested in that one also. Those are some pretty, pretty interesting companies, to say the least. I'll tell you, I would agree with you. I'm thinking that my feelings about the silver sector really, really parallel yours exactly. And I want to ask you one last question, though, and that is I got a comment from one of our listeners here just yesterday, and the comment had to do with he's looking for, in a macro sense, a real explosion in the economy, perhaps as early as this fall because of all the, you know, the negativity that we're hearing, et cetera. Do you think that that is feasible? I personally do, and I responded to him saying I thought it was true. But I'm curious, Jordan, what do you think about that?
So by explosion, you're talking about something negative, very negative?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, not to get into a long-winded discussion, but, I mean, you know, what we've seen, obviously, we had, you know, we've had massive deleveraging since 2008 in the private sector. Now the problems are going to be on the government side because governments are, you know, they've taken so much of this debt on their balance sheet, and, you know, they're going to be taking more of that in the future. And
yeah.
I think if you look at Japan, I mean, they had that big bust in the early 90s. I think everybody's, you know, well, not everybody, but a lot of bears are kind of looking for another big bust. I just don't see that. I think if you look what happens to an economy after it has kind of a big bust or a really bad recession, it tends to just kind of be stuck in the mud for a long time. I mean, if you look at Japan over the last 15 years or so, I mean, the vast majority of the time, I mean, their economy has, you know, grown 1% or 2%, and then you have little recessions here and there. So I tend to kind of differ, and I have that view that, you know, we had this major recession, and basically we haven't really had a recovery. So, I mean, so many things have already been liquidated in the private sector that I think, you know, we're just going to – the economy's kind of flatlining for a while. It's just really – dying a very slow death. So I don't, you know, I don't see any, just any growth that we have is going to be very insignificant. And I think, yeah, I mean, we'll have some recessions in the future, but I think they're just going to be kind of minor. So that's kind of my view, kind of a flatlining economy for a long time.
I'll tell you, a flatlining economy in the United States, though, bodes very, very well for the sector that you and I are both interested in, which is obviously precious metals, because a flatlining economy does not provide great short to midterm investment opportunities, and I think that's probably the issue. Right, Big Al's going to be right back right after the top of the hour break.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.